From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The so-called Trump bump on Wall Street pushed the Dow Jones Industrial Average to a record level, passing the 21,000 mark. Peter Cardillo is the chief market economist at First Standard Financial. He says the president's speech on Tuesday, combined with some good economic news, led to the record close.
We got some real good economic news today, and we've been having these strings of economic news that suggest that the economy is continuing to grow and that inflation is nearing the Fed's target, which means that we're probably headed for a rate hike sometime this month.
Some investors see that raising rates as a signal that the U.S. economy no longer needs the boost it gets from ultra-low interest rates. One day after his first address to a joint session of Congress, President Donald Trump met with Republican leaders from the House and Senate Wednesday. He laid out changes he wants to make in the U.S. health care system, but his Republican colleagues in Congress remain divided about exactly how to repeal and then replace national reforms championed by former President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump said he wants to make sure Americans with pre-existing medical conditions can still buy insurance, but rather than force them to buy insurance or pay a penalty, Trump said a new law should send tax credits to Americans to help them buy their own insurance policies. Republicans have long sought to rescind the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, saying its mandatory requirement to buy insurance is an intrusion on personal rights. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.